Hello there and welcome to another episode of the Verzian Chronicles. This is episode 8 of the Verzian Chronicles podcast. Hello, season 3. We're playing Knights of the Old Republic. Last time, we saved Miss Bastilla from the Vulcan Volker Raiders. And, so let's exit the apartment complex and choose our folks. Now, who are we going to start with? I think we're going to go with our tried and true ranged folk. But Bastilla's level 3. I wonder if we can get her up sooner or later. She is also in the light. I think everyone is in the light here. So we'll take Karth and Mission. I like those two. I know, a lot of people would be like, why would you do Karth and Mission when you have Bastilla? Well, let's be real. I prefer Karth and Mission.
You there, human! You're the rider who won the great swoop race in the lower city! Yes!
That's right.
I have a message from Kondo Ondoro.
Condorus Ordo.
He says meet him in the cantina!
Candorus, isn't that the Mandalorian that works for Davik?
Yes, he's the one! Given his connections, you can see why it would be wise to attend this meeting! Candorus didn't say why he wanted to meet you. Only said he had an offer you couldn't refuse. Given his connections, you can see why it would be foolish to ignore his request.
Thank you for the message. I'll go meet him in the cantina.
A wise choice, human. I would advise you not to wait too long. Mandalorians are known for many things, but patience is not one of them.
All right, so Northern Cantina. I believe that's what that said. Let's double check our journal here. Escaping Terrace. Where is it? Cantina, yes. All right, let's go. To the cantina! As soon as I figure out where I'm going, which I'm going in the wrong direction. So, how is everyone doing? I hope everyone's having a wonderful day. I hope you're having a fantastic day. And if you're not, I hope you can be cheered up soon. Remember that there is always a better day at the end. There's no reason to ever make that jump, my friends. So just be aware. All right, let's go to the cantina, which I, if I'm not mistaken, is right here. Yes, right across from me as we walk through here. Oh my word. So talking in that voice definitely did a number in my throat. Don't do that again. That actually hurt. I wonder if I've got any more drink left. I'm going to click the cantina entrance. I don't have any more drink left. Might have to pause the recording and go get some. Oh my goodness. It's been one of those days. All right, let's go see if we can't find Candorus Ordo. Here he is. We found Candorus.
Very impressive. You seem like you know how to get results. That's just the kind of person I'm looking for.
All right. What are you talking about?
My name's Candorus Ordo. I work for Davik Kang in the exchange. The hours aren't great, but they promised me a fortune to work for them. And I have nothing better to do. Mandalorian mercs like me are in high demand. But lately, Davik hasn't been paying me what he promised. I don't like getting cheated. So I figure it's time for me to break the Sith quarantine and get off this backwater planet.
All right, so how do you plan on doing that?
I've got a plan to escape Taris, but I can't do it alone. I need someone I know can get the job done to help me. That's where you come in.
Careful. Mercs like this haven't a lick of conscience. They'll betray you in a heartbeat. This could be a trap.
I ain't talking to you. I'm talking to your friend, aren't I? I saw you win that swoop race and started thinking. Anyone crazy enough to race like that is probably crazy enough to break into the Sith military base. I need someone to steal the Sith launch codes from the base. Without those codes, any ship leaving the atmosphere will be disintegrated by the Sith fleet's automated defense guns.
All right. Well, what's in this for me?
Here's the deal. You bring me those launch codes, and I can provide the vehicle to get us off the planet. Davik's flagship, the Ebon Hawk.
All right. How am I supposed to get inside that base?
Getting in won't be easy. The Sith base is protected by an encrypted security system. It would take a top-of-the-line astromech droid to slice through it. Lucky for you, I know just the place to get a droid like that. Davik was having one custom built by Janus Nahl. Just tell her Candorus sent you, and she'll sell you the droid. Then you can use it to get the launch codes from the Sith base.
Okay, won't Davik get mad if I take his droid?
Davik paid for the droid, but I'm the guy he put in charge of the mission. He won't care how I come up with those codes. Normally I'd do this myself, but everyone knows who I work for. If I broke into the Sith base, they'd send an army down on Davik's estate to get those codes back. That's why I need you.
All right, Candorus, you got a deal.
Much as I hate to say it, he's probably right. We're gonna need that ship.
I'm going to wait in Javiar's cantina. You come and find me when you've got those launch codes, and I'll make sure we both get off this rock.
All right, so Candorus is gonna wait here, and we're going ahead and go get those codes. Somehow. How are we going to get those codes? Well, we need to go get an astromech droid. And how are we going to get an astromech droid? We need to have a conversation with a very, very particular individual who might be selling us an astromech droid. So, remember at the beginning, in one of the first episodes, after we landed on Taris, episode 2, I believe, we bought an astromech droid, but the droid exploded right after we left the shop. This is important, because that astromech droid, well, that droid is going to be our ticket to the big times. To the big leagues, if you will. To the big house. I have no idea what I'm going on about right now. Anywho! We're heading to the upper city so we can buy procure. That's such a great word, procure. I love that word. I like the word procure. So we can procure the item that we need. Actually, one of my favorite things about this game was actually the swoop races. And for some reason, my brain is drawing a blank as if they were in 2 or not. I want to say they were, but I actually loved those races. So let's talk to Janus. Back again, I see. Well, I've never turned a potential customer away yet. You interested in seeing what I have in stock? Candorus said you'd sell the T3M4 droid to me. Oh, Candorus sent you? Why didn't you say so? Yes, the droid is ready. You can have it for 2,000 credits. So we could take on dark side points if we want to. Because we can't afford it. So let's take on those dark side points. We're going to use Persuade. Give me that droid for free. Or Davik will close down the shop permanently. She goes, hey, I don't want trouble with Davik. Look, take the droid, it's yours. But the next time Davik wants me to do some custom work, he's out of luck. And now we have that. And we definitely have some dark side points. All right, we're going to take... Now we're going to be taking... We are changing collect people. We're taking the Bastilla and the droid. Yes. And we got some dark side points. That's probably going to be one of the very few times I take dark side points. Just for the sake of the situation. Because there is no good way to have... I don't have 2 grand. I only have 600 credits. So it's just really not worth my time to fight with that. Set up right there. So we need to level.
A plague spreads through our streets.
Bastilla has something on her mind. Let's talk to her about it.
How can I help?
You want to talk to me about something?
I would like to know what happened after you crashed on Taris. I'm curious as to what you and Karth were doing before we all joined forces.
Before we rescued you, you mean?
I managed to free myself, as I recall. In fact, if I hadn't been there, Brejik and his thugs might have killed you in that fight. It's probably more accurate to say that I rescued you.
You didn't escape the Black Vultures until we arrived, as I recall.
I'll admit that I probably wouldn't have been able to free myself if not for the brawl after the swoop race. I guess I should thank you for that, at least. Actually, your presence at the swoop track is what I'm curious about. It couldn't have been an easy task to find me there, yet somehow you managed. You also avoided detection by the Sith, discovered I was a Vulcan prisoner, gained sponsorship for the race, and became the Taurus swoop champion. That's quite a resume.
And a lot of help. Garth, Mission, Zalbar.
Your modesty is admirable. But though others helped, you were the catalyst for these events. When you were chosen to join this mission, I doubt any of us expected this much from you. A Jedi could have done such things, of course, but only by drawing heavily upon the Force.
Are you trying to say I can control the Force? I mean, come on. I am not a Force sensitive.
The Force is in all of us, though for most people it's barely a measurable whisper. But there are some individuals outside the Jedi Order that we consider Force-sensitive. It's obvious to me that the Force has been working through you. There is no other explanation for your great success. Though I'm not certain what to make of this discovery. Perhaps if you weren't... Well, if you were younger, the Jedi might take you for training. But as it is...
What are you trying to say?
I'm sorry. I've overstepped my authority. I'm speaking of things that are best left to the Jedi Council. For now, let's just accept the fact that you're gifted. Hopefully, between your abilities, my Jedi training, and the skills of our companions, we can find a way off this planet.
All right. Okay, so let's level our companions up.
Listen to me, people.
We're not going to listen to you. We're not going to listen to you at all. All right, leveling up. T3M4. Recommended says dexterity. We'll take that. Skills, recommended. Computer, repair, and security. We'll take those. We'll accept that. Level up second time. Skills, I'm pretty sure it'll take computer. Demolitions, we don't need no demolitions. We'll leave the 2 points for awareness. I like that a little better. Feats, let's take a look at what it recommends. It recommends improved gearhead. I like that. That's a good one. Yes. Another level up. Skills. It's going to do the same thing again. Computer use, repair, and security. Which is good. Good, good, good. Tactician logical upgrade, which is cool. And another feat, which is improved caution. Yeah, that's nice. We'll take that as well. All right. And he is done at level 6. Bastilla is now up. Bastilla attributes. She's got an 18 in dex. We'll take a 13 in wisdom. That's pretty good. Actually, I want her to take... Yeah, I'll take wisdom. That's fine. Skills. She has treat injury awareness. Honestly, I think that's what everything's going to go into is treat wisdom. Powers. She has a power to take. And I think I'm going to take stun droid on her. Yeah, we'll take stun droid on her because that's super useful. Auto level up. Skills. She's going to take awareness again. And she's going to take burst of speed. I like speed. Speed's good. Speed's good power. All right, so here's the thing we're going to do. We're going to go skills, awareness, and treat injury, which will help her heal herself. She's got force immunity stun and night sense in one remaining feat. We're going to give her 2 weapon fighting. Because she'll be our 2 weapon fighter on the crew. She's also got Cure, which allows her to heal everyone. Very nice. Very nice. And she's now level 6.
The terrible scourge sweeping our planet. Heed my warning before it is too late.
Heed my warning before it is too late. I am a little asshole. Sorry. I really should not be being rude like that. But, welcome to the frustration, man. Welcome to the frustration. All right. We're going to give our 2 weapon specialists a vibroblade and a short sword. That is a one. That is pretty decent. We're going to give her an energy weapon. We need to give her some armor here shortly. I think that's actually, we need to go get her some armor now.
Sure.
Where can I buy armor? I need to go buy armor pretty badly right now.
The enemy is here. We must.
So we are going to take a hike back to our friend over near the cantina.
and buy some armor, because that is super important that both our characters have a little bit of better... Actually, let's go buy better armor. Well, I don't have any money. Shoot! Getting bitten by the not having any money problem. She should be fine. She got a high dex, so she should be fine. All right. Let's see if we can get into the Sith headquarters from the front door. This is a dumb idea.
I'm here.
All right, we got in.
What?
T3 just literally opened the door. Awesome! T3M4. Hey, you can't come in here. This is a restricted area. You better tell me what you're doing, or I'm going to hit the alarm. Hey, I'm here for a meeting. Hey, look, here's 50 credits. Just don't hit that alarm.
$50 credits?
You've got a deal. The Sith have made my life a living hell since they took over this base. You know, it's about time someone stood up to those Sith. Just do me a favor. Wait until I'm out of here before you start blasting the place up. Oh, okay. Thought she was going to hit the alarm. Should I slice the computer? No, not really. Yeah, I probably should slice the computer. Let's take a look at the security systems. Oh, a bunch of assholes in the main. Okay, let's take a look. Secondary barracks. Ooh, I don't have enough spikes to do that, but there's a lot of people there. One person in medical. Let's check the control center. Quite a few people in the control center. One big droid in the elevator. And let's check the armory. Turrets in the armory. Nice. All right, let's see here. Note to self, don't do whatever the fuck I just did. And what I just did was blow myself up. All right. Well, we got taken 18 minutes back, so we're going to speed run this next part. So, first things first, we're going to grab the droid. And I'm not going to listen to her this time, so we're just going to grab the droid. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You're going to persuade the droid. Thank you. The droid has now joined my party. Thank you. Thank you. We're going to take Bastilla. Thank you. Let's take mission, and we're going to take Bastilla and the droid. Thank you. Awesome. Got some dark side points. We pretty much don't care. I'm going to auto level up to level 6. Thank you. Since we just let them auto level up anyways, that's fine. Let's quickly take over to ask for... All right, we're going to see what she's got for sale and take a look. 250 for computer spikes. Don't care for that. We're going to grab some plating level 2. And... let's see here. We need computer spikes. Sadly, we actually do need computer spikes, but I'm curious if I grabbed a computer probe. Yep, I'll grab a computer probe. And then what we're going to do is we're going to equip... Oh. No. Okay, so he can't do two. All right. Why can't he take the defense, the level two bonus? Don't know. Don't care. Anyway, so now we have T3.
Yes.
How can I help? I would.
All right. Before we rescued you.
Actually.
Okay. We're gonna say I got a lot of help. You're saying to try to stay in control of the force. What are you trying to say? Got it. Got the journal entry. Awesome. And we've speedrun that section. In 2 minutes. Speedrun everything we just did. Everything we took 20 minutes to do, we speedrun it in 2 minutes. That's how you do it. That's how you play this game, apparently. We're going to switch over to T3. And crack into the military base real quick. All right, we've cracked into the military base. And this time...
Keep cack. Mana, mana.
Okay, just get out of here and I'll let you live. Cool. All right, so she got out of here. Awesome. We only have two spikes, so we really can't do anything fun. Can I take out the barracks with one spike? I can! Alright, there's three people dead. That's reception. We don't want to kill us there. Alright, so that actually was probably the largest, group there. We'll need to make it to the control center for the rest of it. All right. Armory. Can I take out those? No. All right.
Yes?
All right. Let's equip the other group, the others, because I just realized I haven't equipped them with anything just yet. So... why can she only wear clothing? Huh. All right, so long sword, short sword, that gives her a +3/+1. She can't wear implants. She can wear the cardio regulator. She can wear the swords. All right, and we are all now equipped for battle, I think. Super solid. Okay, awesome. All right. So we've got two doors in this room we can exit through. We got two standard doors. We're going to open up the one on the left. Oh boy, there was a lot of Sith in here.
Intruders in the base. Attack! Attack!
All right, so we're going to attack the one on the left. Now we got four enemies. And Bastilla just took out one with a single swipe. No issue. It looks like our friend the droid is taking out, actually doing really well handling his own behind us. With no issues, I'm actually going to switch to Bastilla, who has the force powers here. And we're going to do a force push.
Yes.
Yes.
Nice. That force push actually did no damage, but it did knock him down, which grants us the ability to attack a little bit better, I guess. Using our advanced med pack on ourselves. Oh, 12 damage there on that on the commander. Nice hit. We are still doing not really doing a whole lot of damage. We're gonna try to attack with a flurry to see if we can break through that shield. We're just gonna run the flurry fade to see if we can't actually hit him. Come on, run that flurry. We're missing all the time on the flurries with no real way to do anything major. We're going to do a... we're going to try a force push into a stun. There we are. All right, that stun did the trick.
Yes.
And now she's going to be able to do... let's do burst of speed. And she is almost out of points, actually. Was that it? Is that this just room was just people? It was just people in this room! Let's check the data pad that we just picked up. We just picked up a data pad. All right. Where's the data pad? Data pad. Data pad? Show new items. Hello, data pad? Data pad. I'm not seeing a data pad. I'm really not seeing a data pad. I know I just picked one up, though. Didn't I just pick up a data pad? All right, I guess I did. I thought I did. Let's open door number two. No one is in this hall. Let's take a look to the hall to the left. And a sentry droid is in here. Two sentry droids. This looks like a medical chamber. Meanwhile, while they're attacking the one on the right, I'm going to attack the one on the left. Cool. I don't care who we attack. Beautiful. We separate but powerful. And the medical droids are now down. Let's check our first aid containers as we enter into the med bay here. Take a look around at the group here. I wonder if there's anything we can salvage from these bots. It does look like there is. We got droid plating, light plating one, and a computer probe. Nice. These are all droid stuff, which means we can try to equip it to our droid partner friendo here. Looks like nothing the friendo has not already equipped, sadly. Nice. Two computer probes, which puts his... I wonder if they stack. Let's find out. Find out if the skills stack on that. Computer use does stack. That puts a total use of a 20. Holy cow. 20 on computer use. That is actually really awesome, sure. Especially for this early in the game. He is our computer use friendo. That's awesome. Very good. Anyways, opening up the next standard door. We got a recovery mine and a Sith droid. The recovery is standing in front of a computer. All right, we're going to see if we cannot recover this mine on our own. I don't think my destruction skill is high enough. Skill is too low. Let's see if our mining buddy here is strong enough to grab the device. Let's find out. All right, it was disabled. Now we can check the security terminal. All right, let's access security cameras for the barracks. We have a bunch of people in the barracks, but we can do nothing in there. Secondary barracks have been killed. Reception has been dealt with. We did that. Medical, we were just there. Control center, we haven't been there yet. Elevator, we can still not really spike anything, sadly. Armory, we can't do anything there. Root menu, system settings. Sadly, all we can do is upload the, there's not really a whole lot we can do, sadly.
I'm here.
Sure.
As of yet, but if we still find some security spikes, we will be in a much better situation. All we found is a repair kit. Not really going to help us out a whole terrible
lot. What can I do?
All right, now that her mana, I say mana, it's not mana. Well, she had cure. Powers. Okay. No, she didn't take cure on her own. That's annoying.
Sure.
I should have forced her to take cure. That's okay. We'll handle it. It's whatever. Two sentry droids. We're tossing a concussion grenade, and I don't know why I tossed a concussion grenade at droids. But we did. Why did I toss a concussion grenade at a droid? When has that ever worked? All right, we have walked into some prison holding cells. I'm going to check these bodies real quick to see if there's anything in them. Nope, I didn't ask you to do that, my friend. All right, let's check out the wall panels here. Take a look here. All right, we're going to talk to the droid here. He says, "You there, human, remember me? You helped me once before when the Sith were trying to arrest me outside your apartment. Do you remember?" Right, I remember you. Yeah, actually I do.
I'm in need of your help once again! The Sith are going to execute me for removing the Sith course from your apartment complex. Please help me get out of this cage.
All right, how do I get you out? Switch all of the panels on the wall to the red off position and I'll be released. It's not as simple as it sounds. Switching a panel will also switch the panel beside it. You must be careful as you do this. If you set all the panels to the green on position, my cell's termination program will engage. I'll be executed. So we need them all red off, right? All right, so... Got it. And he's free. He says, thank you, human. I don't know what you're doing inside this military base, but I am grateful. Once again, I owe you a debt I can never repay. Now I must leave this place before the Sith discover I have escaped. If you're wise, you'll do the same. If the Sith capture you, I doubt anyone will come by to set you free. We gain light side points. Hooray! Let's open another door. And another sentry droid. And another sentry droid is dead.
Yes?
All right. It looks like our friendos are leveling up apparently again. To level 7. I was unaware they were that close to leveling. And she took cure at level 7. Nice. Nice.
Sure.
All right, let's move on. Another standard door with looks like barracks inside. Let's open it up and find out what's inside. It was literally the barracks. It was the secondary barracks where we killed all the Sith earlier. We're opening up the footlocker in there and found a Sith base password. Pass card, which is going to be useful. We also found a container that we can't open. But we found the Sith base pass card. Are those the codes we need? Let's see here. Show quest items. Show quest items. Pass card. No. Sith papers. Pazok deck. Nope. It's not in the quest item, so it must be for something. Oh, God. Hello? There's an assault droid. All right, let's see here. Hold on. Do I have an adhesive grenade, poison grenade, plasma grenade? Here we go. Just throw the damn grenade. All right, so what I'm doing right now in this fight is I'm actually taking out the two blaster turrets, then turning around and attacking the assault droid. So I'm going to toss a plasma grenade at the assault droid. Looks like Bastille just went down in the process. And we're almost about to take him out by ourselves. I think one more hit and we'll be able to take him down. Come on, take the med pack. Take the med pack. Take the med pack. It's all good. All right, we're going to survive. We're going to survive. We're going to do it. Maybe if we could, we can stop missing for 10 seconds. Come on. Come on. And we stopped missing. 7. And we survived. Yay! 700 experience! Oh my god, that was so dumb. Alright, we're just waiting on Bastilla to regain her friendly force power. Oh my goodness, that was... Why did we just do that? Why did I just do that? Okay, so that was the guy guarding the elevator, and I randomly assaulted for some reason. It's not the smartest thing I've ever done, but hey... We're super smart. Maybe. I don't know if we're smart at all, to be honest with you. That was absolutely one of the dumbest things we've ever done. But hey, did it work?
What?
Yes, it did work, actually. energy shield.
Yes.
Everyone's healed just a bit.
Yes.
Sure.
All right, cool. We're all healed just enough to say we've healed. I don't want to go down the elevator just yet. Kind of want to explore the rest of the base a little bit. Looks like I found another footlocker. With what inside? An advanced med pack, parts, and a couple sonic grenades. And it looks like some excavation or water suits. So those are cool.
I'm here.
I'm actually having her use some med packs on herself. And having him use a repair pack on himself. So that way we are covered for any future excursions. Okay, so we're exploring some standard doors and we found another sentry droid. I wonder how close I am to level 8 now. 50 points. Nice. No.
I think that's been...
All right, so we have all been poisoned.
You cannot win. You cannot win.
All right, so literally, we just handled the problem. Let's check the remains. I picked up a concussion grenade. That was my reward for coming into the control room, apparently. Apparently, a third technician was standing nearby waiting for me to attack, but I just cleared the control room. Is there anything I can do in here other than just... Oh, a security terminal. Hello. Should I slice into it? Not really. I don't think there's a point to it, to be honest with you. Like, it's one of those things. Was there really a point to it? Oh, boy. This was a mistake. We're about to die. All right. So, plan Z. Get out. All right, go. Plan Z is get out of there. All right. Plan Z is get the fiddle out of there. All right. Plan Z is heal and run. Heal and run, heal and run, heal and run. That is our plan. That is our plan. That is the entire plan. Heal, run, run, heal, heal, run. Run, heal, heal, run. All right, we have ran. We have done the running part. All right, and we're going to... We're the only ones alive. All right, where's the disengage button? We have disengaged. It says we must gather our party before venturing forth. Okay, well, this is a problem. We have a problem. We have a problem, Houston! That was 7 enemies! We are a little robot. I'm not fighting 7 enemies with a little robot. All right. Okay. Hold on. It's okay. All right, it's okay. We poisoned them. We're gonna pop an energy shield. All right, let's see. There we go. Droid shield disruptor. All right. Nice, disruptor. Nice. I don't know how many uses this shield disruptor has, We're going to keep using it. All right, we're just going to keep using this shield disruptor. We're going to try to win. Come on. Come on, little buddy. It's the little buddy you could. Is everybody stormtroopers here? Is that what's going on? Come on. Hit him. Hit him. We're fighting a Sith captain all by ourselves right now. And he, like, took two grenades. He took a concussion grenade. He took a stun grenade. He took a concussion grenade. Let's see if he takes a sonic grenade to the face. He took a sonic grenade to the face. Two sonic grenades to the face. All we're trying to do is take this guy out now. And we're just trying. We're just failing. We're rolling terribly right now. This is Battle of the Stormtroopers where nobody can hit a shot. I hit him for 5 damage. I've seen one number crawl across the screen in the last 5 minutes. Everybody's just pew pew. There's another 3 roll across the screen. We've missed him. He hit us with a 4. He ducked. There's another 5. Yeah. We can win. We can do this. Come on. All you have to do is beat this one person. We tossed an ion grenade at his feet, which did 7 damage. We're going to toss another ion grenade at his feet because you know what? Screw him. 500 experience, and he's dead. Meaning we can all stand up. We're all alive. Sure. And it looks like I leveled up, apparently. We got a level 8. We can raise our attributes. We're going to raise our strength up to 60, actually. We're going to raise our dexterity up to 13. No, we're actually going to we're going to take strength up to 16 right now. Skills, we want to take persuade up. And we're going to take 1 in awareness, I think. I think that's what we're going to do. And there we go. And we got implant level 3 now, apparently. Not bad, not bad at all. Oh my goodness, that room was hell. And it was not worth it, y'all. It was not worth it at all. I'm just going to tell you what was in that locker. Do you want to know what was in that locker? Nothing was in that locker. Nothing but sadness. And we're fighting more freaking robots, so the ion grenades did the job. And now we've entered the armory. Meanwhile, back on the ranch, everybody's back to live. Let's see if we can't recover this damn mine. And the mine's been recovered. Let's open up some chests and find out what's inside. Weapons locker! This first weapons locker has a beam splitter and an ion rifle. Good for androids. We have an energy projector and a disruptor rifle. We have a frag grenade, sonic grenade, and concussion grenade. And last but not least, flamethrower and shield disruptor. Very nice. Very androidy.
Yes?
Sure.
This mission has been honestly an abject failure. What I'm going to do is I'm going to step outside the base and teleport back to the home for a minute to heal and figure out my life. Did I grab the supplies out of this box back? Yes, I did. I remember doing that. So the next step would be go down the elevator, I think. I mean, this was just the Sith base, yo. just one base. We didn't even go into anything else. We just went into the base, right? That tells you almost everything you need to know, right? We got to return to hideout. All right. My word, my word. What is all that? Let's see. Let's check out melee. Prototype Vibro Blade. We can now apply more damage? No. Yeah, one damage bonus. We'll take that. All right, all right, all right, all right. We can take some ranged. Let's fully equip out attack modifier 3 on Zalbar's bowcaster. Okay, I don't think anything's changed as far as armor goes. And nobody has any lightsabers because Miss Thang over there lost hers. So one thing I might want to do is I'm debating taking Bastilla or taking Karth. Bastilla's nice though for that heal. Kind of one of those things where everybody's useful, right? I know we got to take T3M4, and then it really depends on who I want to take with me. Jedi Sentinel, Soldier, Sentinel, Scoundrel. See, I'm a scout, so I really don't need a scoundrel with me, unless I just want that extra. I think I'll take the Sentinel with me, honestly. Again, I'm a scout, and I'm probably going to be playing like a more wizardry role, even though I'm you know, maining on strength right now. Trust me on this. I want to be able to fight if I have to, but also I don't want to have to. You feel me? That's where we're at. Let's go check out this elevator. Yeah, let's go check out the elevator, see what's downstairs, see what kind of fights we're about to get into. And, of course, you know what we got to do. We got to do a save. We got to do one of them quick saves.
No one's going to see this.
I meant to hit quick save, not quick load. And then I crashed the game, which is impressive. Impressive. Very impressive. You ever crashed a game by being so pretty? Let's try that one more time. Let's uncrash the game. Wow. I quick saved. I quick loaded. And then immediately what I was trying to do is quick save. There we go. F4 is quick save, not F5. F5 is quick load. I was trying to quick save it. And I actually backtracked pretty far, actually, since I hadn't quick saved it in a while. Anyways. And I just don't want to repeat of what happened earlier where I just died because, you know, that's bad. So let's hit the elevator up and move on to floor number 2 and see what it's all about. See, maybe there's going to be something interesting down here. Again, we're trying to find those codes. Wait, did I already find the codes?
Who dares to break my meditation? You will pay for interrupting my... Wait, I sense the Force is strong with you. Very strong. Who would have thought a Force adept could be found on this insignificant planet? But your talent is no match for a disciple of the dark side.
This is a Sith governor we've run across. Very bald, very governor. Turn away from the dark side. It won't lead you to anything but destruction.
Spoken like a true drone of the Jedi Council. We Sith, however, have learned to embrace the potential of the dark side. It is what gives us strength. This meeting is a stroke of luck for me. My master will surely reward me with my lightsaber once I kill you.
Okay. Can we not, though? Bastilla? Yo, homie.
What can I do?
All right, let's do some fun here.
That hurt, I bet. What?
All right, so he just continues to stun me. And he just took out T3! He power struck T3! No, you did not! Sir! No! Oh my god, yeah, what the fuck? Holy schnozzle! This man just walked up and... Whoa! He made quick work of the entire party! He was like, you think you're special? You think you're something? No, I am special. I am something. Like, literally ate us for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. This man was having seconds. I'm telling you, I fought this governor, and he just walloped the entire group like we were nothing. I don't even know how to
I'm here.
Sure.
What can I do?
What?
All right, before we go into this fight, let's do adrenal strength.
I'm here.
Drink.
Yes?
Let's do this. Let's go. Let's do this. We hitting him up.
Who dares to break my meditation? Who would have?
All right, turn away from the dark side. Duh, blah, 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 blah. We're hitting this hard with a power attack. Meanwhile,
I'm here.
She's going to hit with a stun. She's going to try for a stun. We're going to try to... Actually, let's go with a shield disruptor. My boy. Yeah, we'll go with a -2 on that, actually. We'll take that. All right, let's go. There we go. Let's hit with that stun ray. All right. All right, he healed. Okay. What? Use that advanced med pack. Okay, or don't. Come on. And we got him. After a strong, long, long fight. You can hear in the background, the fight was strong. Hard, tough, but we got him. 850 experience. Let's check his strong boxes out. 500 credits. And what is it? Durasteel bonding alloy, 3 computer spikes, 3 security spikes, and some light panel armor. Let's check his remains. What is on the person? Terrace launch codes, an adrenal amplifier, energy shield, strength gauntlets, and a neuro band. We got the codes, yo. We got them. Also, that light battle armor. That's it. That's where it's at. That is where it's at. Let's take those strength gauntlets. That gives our strength +1, putting our attack at a +16 to hit. That's what it is. +16. Oh, it was already a +16. Oh, that's because of our adrenal acridity. I forgot. That stuff, that literally +16. The +16 to hit. That is with the adrenal strength. +16 to hit. And then we were power attacking, which, if you remember correctly, power attack does damage. It like does a lot of damage. So if we go to help, right? We go to help. Where's the help at? Right. Where is it at? There we go. Feats. We go to feats. We take a look at power attack. Power attack adds +5 damage to the next attack, but it takes a -3 hit, right? +5 damage to the next attack, but -3 hit. So you think about it, is what was I doing? I was doing five extra damage on top of the 16, 17 damage. I was doing 20, 23, 24 damage a hit on my power attack. Not bad, not bad. And because I was already rolling a 16 to hit, I was having to roll, all I had to roll was a 10 to hit him. Cool. Cool. No big. All right, let's do our basics here. Let's go back to hideout so we can heal because you know what it is. We died. We died bad. It was a mess. And let's grab Karth for the next. We're gonna take Bastilla and Karth on our next adventure. That's what we're gonna do. That way we got one ranged, one not ranged. And with that said, babies, loves, you're gonna find out what happens next time here at the Verse as we do our damnedest to get off this planet and go to Dantooine to get our lightsaber, baby. That's what it's about. This is a high energy episode. I hope you've enjoyed it. If you have, please follow me on all these places. You can find me at The Verzian pretty much everywhere. Look me up wherever you can find me. And yeah, the at The Verzian, Kylie Kane at The Verzian, or sometimes Cato Kane, but mostly at The Verzian. Anyways, be well in love, my friends. Tell your friends you love them. Tell your loved ones you love them. And I'll catch you next time here. Verse.